I would say the overall theme for me of this Mercury retrograde is reconceiving who we want to be on this planet. So for me, it's like, if we're really truly embracing the energy of Mercury retrograde and we're not working against it and just being frustrated because none of our shit works, and we actually learn to work with the energy, then what we're doing is like embracing all the re words, so R-E words.
This is Leah Steele. Welcome to the Wealth Witch Podcast. Just a few years ago, I experienced complete financial collapse. We lost a business, our home, and a car. My husband was selling plasma to pay for diapers and formula. I was living a life I hated, and I was miserable. It was the lowest part of my life. It ended up being my biggest blessing. Just a few short years later, I've designed the life of my dreams. I live a life of luxury in beautiful Bali, Indonesia, travel the world, and spend my days helping others manifest wealth and abundance. Living a purpose-led life changed everything for me. This podcast is about my journey, my top tips and tools for manifestation, and interviews with all the amazing, world-changing, inspiring people I meet along the way. Welcome to my world.
Hey, hey, and welcome to another episode of the Wealth Witch Podcast. I am your host, Leah Steele, the Wealth Witch, and I am so excited to share with you this episode. It's a bit different than the rest of the episodes, but I'm so excited for you to truly get a glimpse of what it's like to work with me. Okay, now let's get on with the podcast episode.
How's everyone feeling in this pre-Mercury retrograde shadow that's already upon us? It's been intense, super exhausted, and technology glitches everywhere. Yeah, I've definitely been already noticing I need two more naps and I'll be ready for Gemini season. I mean, look, it's coming in hot. So been feeling it right now. Yeah, totally. So I started feeling it last week, actually, and I was noticing like the technology stuff was already happening. I will just like fully say that Mercury is like my secondary ruling planet in my chart. I'm super affected by Mercury retrograde, always have been. And in fact, like if you look at any of my business calendars, you will see like I block out all of Mercury retrograde and I plan my launches around Mercury retrograde. Like when I'm doing my annual planning calendar, we position the Ouroboros launches and my other big launches so that we're not launching during Mercury retrograde. So it's a really big part of my life. And I've actually been doing that for a really long time since prior to even this business. Like when I owned my addiction treatment businesses, I did my planning, my annual planning around Mercury retrograde, because I've always just had this awareness that it's very real for me. And once I learned to harness the energy of Mercury retrograde, like what Monica's saying, like reevaluating, regrouping all the rewords, we're definitely going to talk about that in a minute. But once I learned to harness that energy and I worked with the energy of Mercury retrograde instead of against it, my whole life changed. And now I get to use these periods for what they're really intended for, which is revitalization, revamping things, revisiting things, reworking things, rewiring things, renewing things. And so I wanted to hop on and talk a little bit about how I'm feeling this Mercury retrograde, some things I feel like you can really do to like maximize the energy and have the least disruptions in your life. And I want to talk to you about something very, very special that I am actually launching. I am launching during Mercury retrograde, but it's a very, very special mastermind. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that as well. You know, for me, some of you may know this year has very much for me been about, instead of a focus on finances and money and wealth and business expansion, this year for me very much is about personal health and relationships, particularly with my husband and my family. And so I've been going through really, really deep personal spiritual practice over the last 4 weeks, and we'll be continuing that in-depth spiritual practice, which is it's a ceremony with my husband actually, through June 12th. And so I'm just really like in the middle of this period of reflection. But one of the things that's been really beautiful is I have really been already taking a step back and into this place of like rejuvenation. And from that space has been coming so much incredible inspiration. And so, and one of the things that came was this mastermind. And I've had in my mind, like some of you even know, because I've been talking about, like, I feel a business mastermind coming through. And I know there's still another one, a longer one that's coming through. But I'm like, I've been feeling the energy of really wanting to like step back into the space of helping spiritually, like heart-centered spiritual entrepreneurs be successful in business. Because I feel like, you know, there's a lot of real cookie cutter approaches out there and like follow my 10-step process to wealth and success business coaches. And the truth is that we're all like incredibly unique human beings, and one person's 10-step process doesn't work for you. And so I've been feeling really called to step back into the business coaching space. I've kind of taken a little bit of a hiatus for the last couple of years to really focus on expanding the Ouroboros and my Wealth Alchemy brand, and getting that work out to the masses, because I really feel like it's so important. So now I'm like back to like feeling like I really want to like revisit and work with and help spiritual entrepreneurs. Because the thing that I know is that when spiritual entrepreneurs are properly resourced, we change the world. And, you know, for me, it's like my life's work and my life's mission is about deconstructing slavery of all kinds. And when spiritual entrepreneurs are properly resourced, they do that. They make a difference in those ways. And so, you know, as I am guided to like follow my divine mission and the work that I'm here to do on the planet, it's like I can't actually ignore that part of my community base, because it's like I can go out and make impact in the world and I can go out and help free people, but I can't do it alone. And so there has to be attention put on that piece of like helping other spiritual entrepreneurs become properly resourced and be wildly financially abundant and successful in their lives and businesses so that they can go out and change the world. And I've stepped away from that a little bit the last couple of years, but I'm coming back around to that and it feels really, really good. So we'll talk more about that in a minute, but I do just want to talk about these energies that we have going on right now, because they are next level. If you're not feeling them, you're probably living under a rock somewhere or like completely disconnected from your energy field, because it's been a little bit of a wild ride for the last couple weeks. Okay, so let's talk about these energies of the things, okay? So I'm not sure if you're aware, but all of our Mercury retrogrades are happening in air signs this year. So that really like gives extra like oomph, because air is all about communication, right? And Mercury is the planet of communication. And so it's like having all of these Mercury retrogrades this year are supercharged because of the signs that they're in and how those signs correspond with the planet Mercury. So this one that's coming up, which is on the 29th of May, is in Gemini. So we're really getting like a heavy duty dose of things happening around communication, around timing. And I would say the overall theme for me of this Mercury retrograde is reconceiving who we want to be on this planet. So for me, it's like, what is, if we're really truly embracing the energy of Mercury retrograde and we're not working against it and just being frustrated because none of our shit works and our phones are glitching out and we break our laptop and our kitchen appliances stop working and, you know what I mean, like all the things that happen during Mercury retrograde, and we actually learn to work with the energy, then what we're doing is like embracing all the re words, right? So RE words. And so that's, we're revisiting things that perhaps we set aside in the past. We're renewing things that need renewing. We're resuming things also that maybe we've put a pause on. We are resolving things that are outstanding, like clearing up our bandwidth, right? And making room for and space for new creation energy to come in. We're reworking some things that maybe perhaps we don't want to set aside, but they're not quite aligned for us. We are remembering who we are and what we came here to be and what we came here to do. And this one I think is really important. And this is the one that's really important to me through this Mercury retrograde period, is that it's like remembering who we came here to be and reconceiving of who we really want that person to be. And, you know, that takes a pretty strong ability to reevaluate what's working and what's not working in our lives. But that's all the energy that these incredible 3 weeks are going to bring to us, right? Is like really this ability to like drop deeply into who we are, who we came here to be, what feels aligned for us, what we desire to have in our lives so that we can move forward. And so for me, it's like, I feel like it's a time for discernment and to reevaluate what's fundamentally right for you. So really looking at our foundations, it's like, what's not working? So often it's like, you know, we build foundations and we move along and then, you know, we have a realization or a recognition that they're not actually working for us, but we've put a lot of work into laying those foundations. And so we don't want to go rip everything up. We don't want to go like rework things and revamp things. Like we're like, it's just, let me just keep going. And ultimately that ends up being actually more detrimental to us because we're not being true to ourselves and we're not really embracing what's fundamentally right for us. And I know that that can be scary, but I really feel like this is the beauty of Mercury retrograde. We get 3 times a year to really reevaluate what's working for us and what's not. And then we get this time, if we use this time as a break, to dive deeply into all of these rewords, right? And shift things. It can just be this incredible reset period, right? I also feel that the energy of this particular Mercury retrograde is very, very powerful for shedding not only our own perceptions and projections about who we should be in the world, but also our attachment to others' perceptions and projections about who we should be in the world. And it's a time that I think we're very supported energetically to embrace at a deep, deep soul level who we're meant to be and shed that conditioning and programming around feeling like we need to do things out of obligation or because other people think we should be doing things one way or another. It's a beautiful time to just tap into soul. And that's, you know, for me, that's what I use Mercury retrograde for. I'm super excited about this one because it is in Gemini. Gemini is my midheaven. So that's my, you know, it's like my career and where I'm going. And it's no shock that I got super inspired to do this mastermind I'm going to tell you about around this because my midheaven is in Gemini. So, you know, this is the time, this period of time, and it's actually now, this pre-shadow is so strong. So I don't know if you guys have been feeling it. We talked a little bit about it at the beginning of the live stream, but this pre-shadow is so strong. So you have pre-shadow and post-shadow of Mercury retrograde. It's 2 weeks before, then you've got the 3 weeks in the middle, and then you've got the 2 weeks after. So we're already in this energy. And so for these 7 weeks, like the question to hold in your conscious mind is, what do I truly want? What do I truly want? And who do I truly want to be? And if you just hold on to those two questions and you journal on those questions and you meditate on those questions, like this period of time can be hugely restorative for you. And you can't help but get inspiration if you're holding those two questions in your conscious mind. So again, it's what do I truly want and who do I truly want to be? So this energy though of Mercury in Gemini, it's basically an idea factory. Like we're really truly supported during this Mercury retrograde, like we're going to be getting, if we step into the energy and we don't fight it, if we embrace the energy, it's going to be an idea factory. We're going to have inspiration and ideas coming to us like crazy, which I'm already experiencing, which is why I'm launching this mastermind, so on and so forth. So we've got that one planetary aspect of Mercury retrograde, but we've got some other really, really incredible planetary alignments that are assisting and supporting this Mercury retrograde to be hugely transformative for anyone that decides to consciously tap into this energy. So the first thing is this Mercury retrograde is combined with Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. So Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. this is literally the energy of transformation and the ability to create shifts deep within our subconscious mind. So what does this mean? Well, it means that all of these fucking limiting beliefs and patterns and programming and conditioning that's been holding us back that we haven't been able to break through, like, we are supported to do that. And I really feel that this Mercury retrograde is very, very business focused. And so as a spiritual entrepreneur or as an entrepreneur, or maybe even as somebody who is working a 9-to-5, but is wanting to expand out and really embrace and get into business, this energy of Mercury retrograde combined with this Pluto retrograde, it's going to enable you to drop into the limiting beliefs and the things that are holding you back and shift them. It's beautiful transformation energy. It is the ability to consciously work with the subconscious mind. And we don't often, you know, get that energy and get that support through the year. So definitely take advantage of that. It's also combined with Saturn retrograde. So to me, like, Saturn retrograde is always about, like, fine-tuning our life. Saturn's the taskmaster, right? So and definitely gets a bad rap. It's a malevolent planet. It is not one of our benevolence. And so it's a, you know, this is really supporting Mercury retrograde because one of the things that Saturn does is drops us into a deep review phase, right? Gives us the ability to review our life and what's not working. From a very taskmaster, like, time to get shit done and quite serious way. And so this Mercury retrograde energy feels quite focused to me with this Saturn retrograde. And it's like that energy feels like we can create a lot of change when these energies combine. So it's like this Saturn retrograde drops us into this deep review phase, but it also gives us a deep ability to repair things from the past and revamp things. And so there's just, as you can see, there's a lot of really incredible synergy between all of these retrogrades happening. So that's kind of it for the retrogrades. But then we do have some benevolent energy. And I really feel like when Saturn is retrograde and it's coming in combination with Mercury retrograde the way that it is, like, it's not a malevolent thing. Like, it's highly beneficial to us in this aspect. And so then we have Jupiter transiting Pisces. So Jupiter, before Neptune came around, Jupiter actually used to rule Pisces. And so it's in one of its home signs here. And anytime a planet is in its home sign, there's, like, tremendous blessings that come out and ripple out into the universe. So, you know, Jupiter is, my sign is ruled by Jupiter. I'm a Sagittarius. And I know that many of you know that I have these tattoos that I have, and the symbol in my brand is actually the alchemical symbol for steel, Leah Steel. And we had it drawn, this symbol, because I actually really love Jupiter. And so you can see that, I mean, the alchemical symbol for steel is this Jupiter sign is in it with this additional line, but this tattoo and this symbol in my brand also represents Jupiter. And Jupiter is just this incredibly benevolent planet that wants us to, you know, be in a constant state of expansion and wants us to be wildly financially abundant and successful and be abundant in all areas of our lives, really, and to be happy and to experience growth and to experience transformation. And so we've got this beautiful Jupiter transiting Pisces energy that's also coming into alignment with this Mercury retrograde. And so what does this give us? Well, it gives us the ability to connect with ourselves and others on a soul level. Like, that's what this energy in Pisces is, this Jupiter in Pisces energy. So, like, connect with ourselves and others on a deep soul level. Like, and, you know, we all of us that have been through spiritual growth and expansion know how important it is to be able to connect with ourselves at a soul level. Like, for many of us, before we, you know, started our spiritual reawakening, we were so disconnected from self. We were so disconnected from soul. We were so disconnected from source that we really just weren't seeing, hearing, like, even getting any type of guidance. And so to have on our spiritual journey is this support of Jupiter here during this time of reconnection, right? And remembering who we came here to be able to connect deeply into soul is a huge blessing. this energy is going to make us really, really in tune with what's happening in the world and what's happening around us. Jupiter in Pisces gives us access to our higher mind. Our higher mind, that higher version of ourselves, that version of ourselves that we're desiring to step into. And so, you know, this time for me with all of these planetary aspects, and, you know, if we just put them all together in one pot, it's like, what do I feel like this truly represents? I feel like it represents an opportunity to remember our true destiny. And it's all about like renewing, reconnecting, remembering who we came here to be. So, you know, as I was like journeying with this energy, because I was really feeling it last week, and I took some time off last week and by myself, and then also went on vacation with my family over the weekend. And it really was like quite, I mean, it like this offering that I'm getting ready to share with you, like hit me like a ton of bricks. It was like, this is your opportunity to help people experience what you've been experiencing and to take some time for regeneration and reevaluation to really step into the second half of the year from a place of empowerment with clear direction and clear vision about the change we desire to make in the world. And so what came through like so clearly was the Mercury Mastermind. And so I'm going to be doing a 3-week intensive mastermind over Mercury retrograde. And originally I was going to say that this was only for people that were already making 6 figures in their business. And then I sat with that for 24 hours and decided that I wasn't going to do that. So I'm not going to put income constraints on it. But what I will say is that my expectation is that if this mastermind calls to you, that you are willing to basically clear your schedule of everything that's not mandatory and sink deeply into this work with me, because I'm very, very invested in helping people radically transform their lives and business during this 3 weeks by really tapping into these energies and really, you know, harnessing my Gemini midheaven energy to help you really look and see, you know, what's working and what's not working. And that includes having my eyes on your business. And so this is going to be very personal work. This is going to be intensive work. This is going to be a lot of contact with me over the 3 weeks. And there is a VIP option to do a business identity Sheng cycle clear, which is a huge in-depth emotional clearing process that will take you into a complete deconstruction of your business identity so that you can actually step into authentically who you're meant to be in your business. So I'll tell you the thing that's so exciting to me about this is that this is the first program in a long time that has been like, you have no choice. Like, you have no choice. You have to deliver this program. It's a week and a half away, right? So like, there's no time to promote it really by standard launch ideas. It's like, nope. Like, you have to deliver this message. You have to put this program out in the world. There are people out there right now that need this so deeply. And like, this is actually what's going to allow these people to step into a place of being wildly financially abundant and properly resourced. And so it was beautiful to have that, you know, because I had that very early on in this business, and I was launching things all the time just as guided and as directed. And like I mentioned, I've taken some time back apart the last few years to really focus on strengthening and building the Ouroboros brand and the Wealth Alchemy brand, because that really needed my attention. But I stepped away from that, you know, divine guidance from source, deliver the thing, go out and help the people way of doing business. And it feels really good to have that back. It feels really good to like have the inspiration and know so surely, like with every part of my being, that there are those of you out there, some of you that are listening right now that need this, that this is the next step for you, that this is the next level expansion for you in your business. So yeah, super, super happy about that. Yeah. And so I want to read you some of the stuff that was coming through, like as this was dropping in, because I feel like it's important. It's like, for me, it's about tapping into the soul of your business and then remembering with more clarity than ever before why you came here, and then recommitting to be of service. And that's that piece that I was talking about. Like, that's what I know is so important, is that when you are properly resourced, you have the ability to be of service to humanity. So it's recommitting to be of service to humanity while living an abundantly luxurious and wealthy life. And this is really important. Like, I this is a big part of this for me, is that I know it's really easy as spiritual entrepreneurs to get caught up in the day-to-day of our business, and we become so committed to our mission and our vision that we don't often take care of ourselves, and we put ourselves last, and the message and the mission becomes so important, and we want to like serve, and we want to like get the message out there and get the mission out there. And the real truth of that is if we're not experiencing rejuvenation, and we're not experiencing rest, and we're not living abundantly wealthy lives — and I mean wealthy, yes, certainly financially, but in all other areas of our lives — if we're not living abundantly wealthy lives and we're not enjoying the lives that we're living, we actually can't fully be in a place of service, and we end up half-assing everything. And that's just, you know, that's not serving us. That's not serving anyone else. And so I really want to impress upon the people that join me in this mastermind how important it is to be living abundantly. And so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how to do that. And that's really part of like embracing the rest and rejuvenation period of the 3 weeks as well. So it's definitely going to be, this mastermind is definitely going to be about revisiting your message and refreshing that message. And like I said, I really want anybody who's contemplating this to understand that like, this is literally about clearing the schedule of anything that's not mandatory so that we can sink deeply into regeneration, because it really truly is in the places of rest that we remember our genius. We cannot remember our genius, and we cannot tap into our genius when we are like flat out with no energy to create, because we're just simply going, 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 doing, doing, doing. So it is in the places of rest that we remember our genius. So definitely one of the things that I'm going to be talking about and sharing is how I moved the needle from six figures to seven figures. I think that's really, really important. So I'm going to be sharing about that. We're going to be talking about how to structure your days and life to optimize not only a successful business, but a soul-aligned life. So I'm going to be sharing with you how I do that. We're going to be tapping into how you can do that so that you can be wildly successful, but also living that abundant life, right? I'm going to share the hacks and tools that I've recently been using to increase my impact and create community growth. And these are some shifts that I've made just recently in the last few months that I haven't shared at all. So I'm excited to share some of this, like how I've been really reaching more people and creating greater impact. And then I did mention this, but it's like my eyes on your business. Like that's probably the biggest thing that you're going to get from this. Downloads from Source on what needs to go and what you need to double down on. And then I mentioned that VIPs, if you choose the VIP option, you are able to get the business identity clear. So that's one-on-one. It's really designed to keep you in a place of neutrality so that you can grow into who you're truly meant to be, not who you've been programmed to be. We develop these identities around our businesses that can be really, really debilitating for us. And so I want to help people get that cleared so that they can really be operating in a place of neutrality. So there's no lead page up yet, because obviously this came through so quickly, but we do have a payment page. It's $3,333 for the 3 weeks. There is a 2-month payment plan option available. It's $1,888 per month for the next 2 months. And if you want VIP, which gives you that extra one-on-one session with me where we'll do the business identity clear and an even greater deep dive into your business, it's $5,555 or 2 payments of $2,888. So that's what's up in my world. There's some information on these planetary energies that we're experiencing. If you have questions about the mastermind, if it's right for you, want more information on, you know, what the commitment level is going to look like or what it's going to take, definitely message me. But listen, like, you already know if this is for you. You know, it's one of the things when these types of programs drop in for me, it's like they're already meant for certain people. So you already know if you're one, you already know, like, it's already pinged you. You're already like, yep, it's me. Yes, I need to do whatever needs to be done to get in there. So let me know if that's you, or just simply click the link and register. Super excited. We will be starting on the 29th, and I will likely be giving some pre-work prior to that. So you want to get in as soon as possible so you can get going on that. And that's it. I think that's all I have for today. So love you guys.
That's a wrap. Thank you for joining me. Remember, wealth is a mindset, and you are the most powerful creator in your reality. Until next time, this is Leah Steele, the Wealth Witch, signing off.